Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hello, hello. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. So thrilled to have you here today. We are going to chat about how you rally at dinner time when you're in a rut. And I know you have all been there. I have been there. I am there regularly. In fact, if you're not in a dinner rut, you should expect to be in a dinner rut sometime soon. And it's the worst to pull yourself out of it, but I am going to help. I'm going to give you some strategies, a system that I use to pull myself out of a dinner rut. But first, let's talk about three recipes you could throw on your meal plan for this week. Then we'll get into that stuff. So first up, I'm excited to make this one, sheet pan barbecue meatballs. So this one is delicious. Meatballs have been a hit at my house ever since my 10-year-old son Ollie was little and was obsessed with anything that was a ball he could throw. But meatballs are a hit, and I don't care if you use store-bought meatballs or you make your own meatballs. I've got a great 5-ingredient meatball recipe on my website, or you can use this specific recipe, which is in Recipe Club during the month of October, and it's awesome. So you actually put some of the barbecue sauce in the meatballs, and it's delicious. Barbecue sauce is one of those shortcut ingredients that contains so many other complex flavors where it's just a great shortcut, and I love using it in recipes. So this is awesome because it's a sheet pan meal. It uses a couple other ingredients my kids always love, like bell peppers. At the last minute when I was developing this recipe, I threw in pineapple. Couldn't help myself, and Nora's been on a pineapple kick. So there is pineapple in this recipe too. We serve it over rice. It's delicious, such a hit, and it's also an easy one to freeze. So if you wanted to make a double batch and freeze some of it, freeze is great. Or if you wanted a meal prep the weekend before, it comes together very, very quickly. So that's your first recipe. Oh, the second recipe. Okay, this is one that we made so often that my family had to be like, okay, Mom, we're sick of this now. We have to take a break. And now all of a sudden they're asking for it again. And that's the cheesy chicken broccoli bake. It is so yummy. It is comfort food at its finest. I make it in a big old skillet, or you could do it in like a casserole dish, but it's got equal parts rice and orzo in it. And that classic flavor combination of broccoli and cheddar. So good. I have heard from so many of you that your families love this recipe. In fact, if I were to actually dig into the back end of my website and look, this has got to be one of those that is really, really popular. It's in Recipe Club. It was one of the bonus recipes that you got when you initially signed up. But if you search cheesy chicken broccoli bake in Recipe Club, you will find it. It's awesome. And then finally, I'm making my life easy. I'm doing a 5-ingredient bow tie Caesar salad. This is one of the 5-ingredient recipes that I like to share on Instagram, but it's so simple. And what I love about this recipe is it's great for like a summer barbecue, but it's also great to pair with like pizza night at home. So that's what I'll do oftentimes is if we're doing pizza night, which we usually do on Fridays, and I don't really want to just eat pizza, or let's say my kids have voted and we're doing something like Little Caesars, or not that there's anything wrong with that, but I like making this 5-ingredient bow tie Caesar salad because I take a Caesar salad kit, I take some grape tomatoes, I take some fresh lemon, I toss it all together, and if I've got this on hand, I love taking this diced prosciutto that I get at Trader Joe's. And you just saute it in a skillet. It takes like 2 minutes. And it almost is like bacon bits on the top, but it is so good. I love the taste. I love the texture. It's like just a nice salty hit at the end and so yummy. And then obviously there's bow ties in this. It's a bow tie Caesar salad. So you get the pasta, which makes it kind of extra filling. And that paired with a piece of pizza, I am good to go. Love it. So that's on our meal plan this week too. So there you have it, sheet pan barbecue meatballs with peppers, onions, and pineapple. cheesy chicken broccoli bake. Both of those recipes you're going to find in Recipe Club. And the 5-ingredient bow tie Caesar salad, which you'll find on Instagram. So simple. And I'm in the process of moving all of my 5-ingredient recipes into Recipe Club so that if you prefer a recipe that can be easily printed and maybe put in your recipe binder, you can find those there. But it's a good lineup. I'm excited. Now let's jump into the back half of the podcast where we're going to chat about everything you need to know when it comes to rallying at dinner time when you really don't want to make dinner. So sometimes you just really don't want to cook. Either because you're too tired, or you simply have decided you don't like cooking. But whether you like it or not, you still have to feed yourself and your family. What you need to make this bearable is a simple plan and a handful of satisfying recipes that don't require a ton of effort. I'm talking about like fuss-free recipes that call for just one pot or one sheet pan to start with, or even a grocery store shortcut ingredient like a rotisserie chicken or a bagged salad mix or a jar of Rao's. This is going to provide maximum enjoyment with minimal effort. In fact, I got a comment on Instagram this week that made me laugh. She was like, "Kelsey, help. Dinner is breaking my brain. I used to love cooking and I hate it now." I have been there. I really have. And you know what? If I'm being honest with you guys, I'm going to be there again. Because when we have to do something over and over and over again, for like if you're raising kids, like the minimum 18 years that you're putting dinner on the table for people in your household, that's doing something a lot of times. You should expect that feeling of being in a rut or burnout. So when I am just done with dinner and I do not feel excited about it, I don't want to do it, I find it helpful to simply identify the problem, why I'm in a rut, and to like acknowledge it. So I've had the same experience with like exercise before, right? Where I'm in a great routine of exercise, whether that's a nightly walk or I'm attending a class or I'm going to the gym so many times a week. And once you do something so many times, it's not uncommon to fall into that rut. And so this is similar to that. And same thing, I like to identify what is causing that feeling of dread. From my experience, it's usually two things. Circumstantial, like there's a reason you're feeling depleted, and it might have to do with something that's going on in your family life. It might have to do with your job. It might have to do with what's going on in the world. Maybe there's a pandemic going on. We've all been locked up in our homes for who knows how long. Maybe you just finished running the PTA fundraiser. Maybe you just ran a marathon. Like there's so many things, and I think it's important for us to recognize, well, maybe it's the middle of the holidays. No wonder you feel depleted. And just acknowledge that this might be circumstantial for the reason that I feel this way. The second thing is this idea of repetition. I feel like it's really easy to fall into a dinner rut when you find yourself sick of making the same things over and over again, like a Groundhog Day dinner, where I know my family likes spaghetti and meatballs, but we have had it so many times, I cannot bring myself to get excited about this. And in fact, I'm dreading this. So those are two reasons I think you're probably in a rut. Either something's going on in your life that is causing that, which I think is important to recognize and recognize that hopefully there's an end in sight that may help lift your spirits a bit, or you may be stuck in a cycle of repetition. But what I do know is that when we're tired, we're stressed, overwhelmed, our ability to make decisions plummets. And one of those decisions you have to make every day is what you're going to make for dinner. Well, hopefully you're not making it every day. Hopefully you're doing it once a week when you meal plan. But chances are you're usually asking yourself every day, what am I making for dinner? And when we are depleted, that question feels infinitely harder. So let's be kind to ourselves. Let's acknowledge that it may be our circumstances, which we might be able to change, but we might not be able to change. It may be a repetition problem. And all of that impacts our energy around making and eating dinner. We are worn out. We have all been there. But chances are you are not willing to sit in this state forever because you're like me and you feel the same way about dinner that I do. You know that food connects us. You know that it's important to gather your people around a table and break bread together. It sustains us in so many ways, whether that's physically, spiritually, emotionally, socially. So if you're feeling stuck, it's worth digging yourself out of a rut. You do not have to become a food enthusiast. You do not have to become a foodie. But you probably do have to feed yourself for your family. And so let's find a way to make this bearable. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about this. The most important thing to focus on is simplicity. So when you're trying to pull yourself out of a dinner rut, you must start small and simple. Do not build some big plan. So when you're coming from this place of depletion, you really only have the capacity for something small. But I need you to accept one thing. And if you really are stuck in a rut, you're going to hear this and you are going to turn your nose up to me and say, I don't want to do it, Kelsey. I don't want to do it. But you need to accept that you're going to need a plan. If you're listening to this on a night that you're so over making dinner, then what I want you to do is feed your family pasta and sauce or cold cereal. And I want you to prioritize making a plan first. When I'm in a rut, it's often because I'm making those same things over and over again. You have to plan something new. So what are you going to need? Well, you're going to need a calendar of some sort, or you're just going to need a blank piece of paper and you're going to write all the days of the week. Now, I'm talking about starting small. I am not suggesting that you make dinner 7 days a week. I would never suggest that to anyone unless that's what you do and it works for you. Great. That does not work for me. I need some days off. Start with a weekly meal plan. First, fill in the days where you know you're not going to cook. Like, I don't cook on Fridays. We do pizza Fridays. Occasionally I'll make homemade pizza, but not that often. Usually by Friday night, I'm depleted. I know, or I might make like the bow tie 5-ingredient Caesar salad to go with it, but I'm not doing any real cooking on Friday. And maybe on Sundays, you rotate every other week with family and you do like a big Sunday family dinner and it's not your week. So you're going to put that on your calendar. Or maybe on Tuesdays, you know that you've got a doubleheader baseball game for your son and your other son's got a basketball game. And so you guys are going to pick up something from Chick-fil-A that night. So first start with the easy stuff. Then look at the days you have remaining and fill them in. Now, get your family to help. If you really feel depleted, like you cannot make one more decision, I want you to open a favorite cookbook or maybe your family binder where you've got all your family favorites in there, or maybe you've got it in your phone in your notes, like a greatest hits list, or maybe you're a member of Recipe Club. Open up the Recipe Club site and say, okay, Ollie, pick something for Monday. And I don't know, Mom, I don't know. Okay, well, pick something from this book or the binder or this website. Make them pick if you don't want to. And then you're going to fill in the days. If you're still stuck and you're like, my family will never do that, ask your friends. So you've got to have a text chain of school moms or college friends or baseball moms, whatever it may be, work friends. I'm not suggesting that you go to your community Facebook page and say, I need dinner ideas. No, you should text people that you know, like, and trust and say, I am in a dinner rut. What is working for you right now? Everybody share your favorite recipe. That's a great way to fill in those extra days. Limit your choices from trusted resources. This is not the time to go to Pinterest and type in easy dinner ideas. Way too many choices. That's why you're going to ask your family, because that's who is going to eat it. That's why you're going to go to a favorite cookbook or your family recipe binder or recipe club, where you know the recipes are being developed for families to be quick and easy and simple. Or you're going to ask your friends. It's really important that they're coming from a trusted resource. So after you have filled out that calendar, that plan, we don't even have to call it meal planning. We call it meal mapping. I don't know. I find that some people like literally have an aversion to the idea of meal planning. You are going to either write out your grocery shopping list, or if you're ordering your groceries online, which I highly suggest, you're going to place the order right then. And you're going to pick a time to pick it up. And look, you have given yourself an unbelievable gift for the week. And it might just be the thing to pull yourself out of a rut. Now, once your plan's in place, and keep in mind it's a plan, it's not a promise. So if you'd plan to do tacos on Tuesday and something comes up, no big deal. Make them on Wednesday. No big deal. But sometimes I find that a rut is caused by not necessarily what I'm cooking, not the repetition of recipes, but when I'm cooking it. So one of the things that I hate most is feeling so rushed, especially when we're in the middle of extracurricular sports season. So it may be that you are dreading dinner because you are trying to cook and feed everyone in 20 minutes between 6 and 6:20. If that's the case, consider making dinner earlier. You might not even need to swap out your recipes. Maybe you just need to change the time that you're making them. So what does this look like? Well, start in the morning and then finish at dinner time. So whether this is perfect time of year for this, soup, slow cooker meals, even a stir fry. Start it, stick it in the fridge, finish it on the stove, and no one's going to complain about leftovers. I promise you. So that may be just enough to pull you out of that rut by just switching up when you're doing it. I've had times when I do this, even with sheet pan meals, I'll prep everything on the sheet pan, cover it, stick it in the fridge, and then when I get home, I just pop the whole thing in the oven. It's amazing, actually. I did that. I should do that again. And there are tons of recipes in Recipe Club that are sheet pan recipes. Almost every month, we have at least one sheet pan recipe. So sheet pan's perfect for that. Perfect. Think of this idea of like cooking 3/4 of the way through and then finishing at dinner. Maybe you're even just going to finish with like some fresh chopped cilantro and fresh lime juice, depending on what you're cooking. It can really go a long way. The other thing I want to say is that if you're not interested in switching up what you're making because you know that these are the recipes that work for your family, maybe you live with picky kids or a picky partner, and you know that they're only going to eat one of 10 things or they're only going to eat off a list of 10 things, fine. But you just feel like you're in a rut, consider adding something to that meal that is just for you. Usually it's the color green. I can't remember where I heard this advice, but I once heard this advice that if you're sick and tired of making the same recipes over and over again, but you know it's what your picky kids are going to eat, just add something green. Add a nice big green side salad for you. Add some fresh herbs on top of the spaghetti and meatballs. Pickle something. Add some pickled onions on top of the tacos. Yeah, your kids might only eat bean and cheese burritos, but you add pickled onions to those, some fresh cilantro, that's delicious. So think about, there's got to be some way that you can make maybe a repetitive recipe a bit more enticing to you. So hopefully this will help you think a bit different about dinner and you can pull yourself out of that dinner rut. Start small and simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Accept that you need a plan and prioritize making that plan. Thank you so much for being here today. If you are a regular listener of the podcast, make sure you're subscribed. And if you really love the podcast, leave a review. I am blown away what it does for my heart when I see a new podcast review. It means so much to me that you guys would take the time to leave them. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for listening. And be sure to check out Recipe Club. If you are overwhelmed and looking for a solution to get weeknight dinner on the table through quick and simple recipes that are going to be loved by everyone at your table and create this daily opportunity for family connection, Recipe Club's for you. It's great. We have a great time in there. All right. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.